Welcome everyone to another episode of The Roman Show. This is for the week of January 22, 2023. We welcome the Miss Rodeo Florida, Miss McKenna Andrus, right here on the program to talk about the 74th annual Homestead Championship Rodeo taking place this weekend on Friday, the 27th of January. This and a whole lot more coming up next right here on The Roman Show.
Attention fight fans, don't miss the biggest professional MMA event of the year happening at the Hard Rock Live in Hollywood, Florida on January 20th when UFC veteran Hector Lombard goes up against light heavyweight Chase Gamble for hard-hitting action that promises to leave you at the edge of your seat. Witness UFC veteran Diego Brandao face off against Matt Hammer Time Waggy for the co-main event. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, MyHRL.com, or ActionFightLeague.com. Seats are $45. January 20th at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Hollywood, Florida.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready. You're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster, go.
Retro, go.
Vital,
go fly.
Guidance, sense.
Surgeon,
go flight.
Calm,
we're go flight.
GNC,
we're go.
Telling you, go.
Control,
go.
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 FAO.
We are go.
Network, go.
Covering,
go.
Capcom,
we're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Thanks for joining us again, everyone. The Homestead Rodeo Association is going to be holding their 74th annual event. I am Rodolfo Roman of The Roman Show. Thanks for joining us. In just a few, we are going to welcome Miss Rodeo Florida, McKenna Andrus. We'll be talking about the great event happening this weekend, starting off on January 27th, 28th, and 29th. Tickets are available. All you have to do is head on over to homesteadrodeo.com. For information, the rodeo is one of nearly 600 sanctioned annually by the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. The PRCA is the largest and oldest rodeo sanctioning body in the world, ensuring that every event is managed with fairness and competence, and the livestock used is healthy and cared for to the highest standards. But listen, enough of me talking. Let's go ahead and welcome McKenna Andrus. Make sure that you follow us on the socials. That's at The Roman Show on Twitter, Roman Show Media on Instagram and Facebook. Coming up next right now, Miss Rodeo Florida to talk about a homestead rodeo coming up this weekend right here in South Florida. All right, everyone, on January 27, 28, 29 in Homestead, Florida, the rodeo is back in town. The Homestead Championship Rodeo taking place in Homestead at the Harris Field, U.S. And I want to say that this is basically now we're kind of somewhat back to normal, so it's going to be a great time. This is pretty much has become a staple in Homestead, Florida. It is what the oldest rodeo down south here in the United States. And on the line to talk about what we can anticipate on the weekend of the 27th is Miss Rodeo Florida, McKenna, who's joining us right now on The Roman Show. McKenna, thanks so much for your time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Cool. So, McKenna, I understand you're the Miss Rodeo Florida. Obviously, you're from down south here, so you've been able to attend the Homestead Rodeo for quite some time. So take me back. When was the first time you went out to the rodeo? Go there as a kid? How did it all? Tell me that story.
Yes. So back in 2011, I joined the Homestead Everglades Posse, which is the drill team that performs and carries sponsor flags during the rodeo. And I joined that and got into it thanks to my trainer with Goodman Performance Horses. And so I kind of started doing that stuff, and I wanted to become a barrel racer like most do, little girls especially. But I started barrel racing, and so in 2014 I was Miss Teen Rodeo Florida. 2015 I had a barrel race at the Homestead Rodeo as a junior. 2017 and 2018 I barrel raced, and then 2020 I was Miss Rodeo Florida and got to be there as Miss Rodeo Florida. And to do a flyby at your hometown rodeo arena, like, that's when you go and run your horse around and wave, like, that was pretty cool.
Cool. So as being with this title of Miss Rodeo Florida, you get to travel to different rodeos across Florida, and there's a ton of rodeos out here. The one closest, obviously, to Homestead will be the Davie one, top of my head, but I'm sure there's one in Orlando and so forth. So what sets the Homestead Rodeo apart from all the rest, since you were able to see this, and not only here in Florida, but out of state, because you traveled as well to the other rodeos?
Yes, so as Miss Rodeo Florida in 2020 and 2021, I got to travel to almost all of the Florida rodeos, as well as a bunch of the big ones like Cheyenne Frontier Days, the big rodeo in Las Vegas for the National Finals Rodeo. And Homestead definitely stands out. I may be a little biased, but there's not another feel like being down south in sunny South Florida and having palm trees behind the bucking chutes. And our arena is a lot different than most. It's more outdoors. It's very large compared to all of the other arenas. I think we honestly have one of the biggest rodeo arenas in the state of Florida. And so with the palm trees and the feel, like, it there's no better feeling. And we always have a packed house in Homestead, and so I know a lot of the contestants do really appreciate the fans that do come and attend.
Yeah, it's a big old party, and again, I know last year we got a little glimpse of normalcy, but this is the Homestead Rodeo Association. They've been around for such a long time down there, so this is a great opportunity to appreciate some of these athletes. Now, what are you going to be doing this coming weekend? You're going to be still barreling, or you're just going to be just enjoy the event? Are you being a part of? I know there's a parade as well on Friday.
So there's not going to be a parade this year, but now I get to go to a rodeo more as a civilian, as I like to say. But my obligations for the weekend will be, I am the host of the Behind the Chutes tour, so we take like city council members and stuff like that behind the chutes, and I explain to them the different things that rodeo has to offer and how we take care of our livestock, and just educate them on the sport and the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. And I'm also the coordinator for the sponsor flags in the opening of the event.
For those that are attending again this coming weekend, what should they keep their eyes peeled on? Is it the bulls? Is it the horses? For you, what makes the most exciting part of the rodeo? I'm sure everything is, but me personally, I like the bulls, the bull riding. But what else stands out for you that people should really look into?
Yeah, so there's so many cool aspects of the Homestead Rodeo, but I really enjoy watching the animal athletes. So the stock's brought in by Hilo Pro Rodeo, and they're a stock contractor based out of Arkansas, and they have brought stock to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, so they have some of the best out there. And I really enjoy watching the bucking horses. That's always been one of my favorite parts, and to learn their names and their personalities throughout the year has been pretty cool. One horse to look out for is 39 Garden City Gal. She just went to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, and they won a round on her, and so she made the stock contractor quite a bit of money, and so did the contestant riding her. So it was pretty cool to watch that and to see her in Homestead next weekend.
And curious to know, so do some of these animals, do they perform every single day of the rodeo, or like an athlete, they take a break?
They're very much athletes, and they're treated like athletes. So we won't see the same horses out multiple times in the weekend. There'll be new horses every single day. And you figure for the stock contractor, this is their livelihood. They're making their money, and like their career is based on the animal's well-being. So they don't want to buck them too often. And in reality, they're bucking 8 seconds a day, or what, every time they have an out. And so it totals up to maybe a minute a year for these animals.
You know, what stands out so much about the Homestead Rodeo is when people think, if you're not from Florida or down south, they think of Miami, they think of Florida, they think of beaches and parties and all of that stuff. But little do they know that the Homestead Rodeo has been going on for so many years, and it delivers so much excitement with this great contest. Now, tell me about the athletes, humans, that are going to be performing. Anyone that we should keep our eyes peeled on, that we should be like, man, that guy or that girl, they're going to bring it.
Yes. So every year we get a handful of the top 15 in the world and stuff. And so this year we have a previous, she's supposed to be attending Friday night's performance. We don't know for sure if she will end up coming based on like traffic, whatever may happen. But she has signed up for Friday night. Her name's Fallon Taylor. She's the 2014 world champion barrel racer, and she has attended our rodeo in the past. We've seen world champion bareback riders, saddle bronc riders, and we have five of the bull riders this year went to the Wrangler National Finals this past December. So just keep your eyes peeled on them.
And you being an athlete, right, with the barreling, any injuries, what do you anticipate as an athlete? What is it that you put, because you're in a way, right? These are animals. They have their own mentality. Or what are some of the stuff that you can expect as some danger out of this?
Yes, and at the pro rodeo level, we don't really see as many accidents or anything like that and people getting hurt. But as like a barrel racer, your shins are going to be beat up, because if you get too close to that steel barrel, like, you're going to hit it. I have scars, bumps, bruises all down my legs and stuff from that. But it definitely makes you want to stay off the barrel, not hit it. And bareback riders have it the worst. You figure they're holding on with one arm and not in a saddle or anything like that. And the way that their neck moves, like when they get older, they typically see a lot more injuries through the neck and the back. But it's something that every athlete struggles with. Bull riders' head injuries are something that's a concern. But we have a great medical staff on site every performance to take care of the contestants' needs.
Right, and I'm sure that these injuries occur during practice, not at the actual event, because that's the hardest part of it all, training. People think it's the actual event. No, it's the training that's the hardest of them all, where you get to get injured. By the time you get to the performance, you're done already. You just want to get it over with.
It's mostly the long-term effects when it comes to injuries.
Yeah. Well, McKay, I want to thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you out there at the rodeo the weekend of the 27th. Once again, the address there is 1034 Northeast 8th Street, Homestead, Florida. You can visit the website homesteadrodeo.com for ticket information. I understand the next, I believe is the 25th, the prices will increase. So you want to make sure you get on this right now, get your tickets, and get them at a good rate. McKenna, thanks so much, and we will catch you next weekend at the rodeo.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks again, everyone, for joining us on the program, and thank you, McKenna, for taking your time and speaking to us, and we will check you out this coming weekend at the 74th Annual Homestead Championship Rodeo. Once again, the tickets are available. Head on over to homesteadrodeo.com. With that being said, we thank you very much. We'll catch you right here next time on The Roman Show. You haven't been on, you haven't been heard. Cheers, everyone.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.